watercraft up to $4,000 in discounts, and 2026 sun trackers up to $2,250 in savings. BradfordMarine.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Yeah. All right, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We got to figure out what movie to watch this week.
Yeah.
Did we pull the trigger?
I hadn't heard yet.
We talked about several. This is for the Hawks Holmes Morning Mayhem movie review.
I will not be here to give my full review, but I'll give my grade.
So Wolf,
you haven't told us. Can you tell us where you're going to be?
Maybe in Tennessee. My wife got some bad news about a relative, but I will not share that in the air.
So we either got to go Wolf of Wall Street, The Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. I love that.
I would rather be here for The Wolf of Wall Street.
Who else is in The Shooter?
Danny Glover's in it. Levon Helms is in it.
Yeah, Levon Helm is really good in his short scene in there. Yeah.
I saw a couple of movies. Here's what I'm going to recommend.
Is Ned Beatty in that movie?
Who? Ned Beatty's in that movie. It's a great guy to hate.
Ned Beatty's great. Two movies. I saw the LBJ one on Netflix.
Huh? It's cutting.
It's cutting me. He calls the Hager people up, and I mean, listen, it's I enjoyed watching it. Maybe to get a little insight on what had happened. Not that the movie told me anything that may have been earth-shattering, but made me go back and look at some of the history with the civil rights and all that. And then the other one was a movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon called Rip, R.I.P. They play cops.
I've seen that. Say that again.
It's out 26.
Say that again.
Damon Affleck.
That's the Rip. I think it came out in January on Netflix.
I hadn't seen it. Okay. It's something new.
You've never seen Finding Nemo. That's actually pretty good. I've seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Mamma Mia. That's actually good. Devil Wears Prada. I've never seen that. Never seen Mean Girls.
Yeah, and then a new one just came out. Never saw that.
Up is so sad. Oh, Brokeback Mountains.
See, how is Up is so sad? I just don't see how these animated things are sad. How's it sad?
What do you mean?
It's Up. It's about death.
It's a good movie.
You need to watch it. The other one, Roger.
I'm judging books by their cover.
Million Dollar Baby.
I think if you know the ending of Million Dollar Baby.
I heard about it a little bit. I don't know the details. But that's a sports boxing movie. And it won the Academy Award, right?
It did.
Yeah. So
for what?
For best picture, man.
Well, Chariots of Fire won it. That didn't mean they're great movies when they win.
It doesn't always mean it's good.
It's got Clint Eastwood directing.
Clint Eastwood's retired.
Oh, no, he's in it. No, he's in the movie, right?
He is. He's acting.
And Chariots of Fire?
No.
Nobody's watching Chariots.
I haven't seen La La Land either. I wonder if Pat Bradley has seen La La Land. It won the Academy Award, right?
Did it or did Moonlight?
Isn't that the one that said somebody made a mistake, Warren Beatty?
It always confuses me because they said Moonlight or they said La La Land. I can't remember which one actually won it.
I think La La, the only thing I know about La La is that's a character's name on Vanderpump Rules.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB.
What's happening, boys? How we doing?
Doing great. You know, they say, you know, I talk about being in London. London has got more people by a million than New York. But when it comes to the United States, wouldn't you say New York is the, how would you describe
it? It's the biggest city.
In addition to that, it's sort of like the, what is the way?
It's the hub. It's Gotham.
It's the biggest.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
I mean, and so now you've got all this attention. The city's on fire for this game tonight, finally, after 27
years. It's the Big Apple.
The Big Apple, the NBA playoffs are back there. And not only are they back there, Pat, but you know, the game, they win tonight, the game's over with. I mean, I think it may be, I mean, the series. I think it's series over with anyway.
It's over, Pat.
What do you think, Pat? What do you think, PB?
Yeah. I certainly think so. When you're talking about great American cities and great cities in general around the world, they all have their own energy. And New York City's energy is different than anywhere else.
Yes.
There is just, it's so massive. There's so many people walking around. And it's a little bit different. Like Las Vegas has just a unique energy. However, Las Vegas, a lot of people there just to kind of have a good time, you know, tourist type place. Where, you know, New York City's matched up between people that as a tourist and people who are living there. But yeah, tonight is going to be wild at Madison Square Garden, everywhere in New York. And, you know, obviously you guys know it's been so long, but they're a fun team to watch. I thought this was going to be a fun series because the Knicks, their chemistry, how they play, they're well-balanced, great play movement, ball movement, fun to watch. They do have a little bit of the isolation type game with Jalen Brunson, but in the Spurs are an interesting team to watch because they've got the alien in the 7'4" Wemby. So, but yeah, it's going to be just crazy.
Expensive tickets. What time does the game start tonight, Christian? Is it 7?
Is it a 7 or 7:30?
I'll say 7:30 probably.
Yeah, I think it's 7:30.
Well, that's not too better than 8.
They've been consistent. With
yeah, better than 8 or 8:30. So that's a and what?
Well, East Coast. Yeah.
It is 8:30. Yeah, East.
Yeah, I did talk with us. What? Yeah. What is it? What network is it? NBC? Is it right?
No, ABC.
ABC. You know, for a while there, we were jumping around all over the place, right? Trying to find out where the playoffs were.
Yeah, Western Conference Finals was NBC.
It's crazy.
And Eastern Conference Finals was ABC/ESPN.
Yeah, weren't we on Amazon or Prime or something?
Yeah, that was first round.
Yeah, wow. That was crazy.
Yeah, that threw everyone for a loop. Threw me for a loop, for sure. Actually, threw me for a loop this weekend. The Belmont was on Fox.
Was it? I didn't get a chance to watch it. Roger did a song.
Well, normally I thought NBC had the rights to the Triple Crown, you know, the three races, obviously. But that threw me for a loop. And, you know, obviously the, who won it? Gold Tempo. What's the name that won it?
Yes, Roger. Matter of fact, we were getting ready to play the game and play the song Roger wrote for Golden Tempo. Yeah,
but when, that horse won the Kentucky Derby.
Yes,
skips the Preakness.
Yes, we're not happy about
the Belmont.
It. Yeah, we're not happy about it. But Roger wrote a song. I think we found the song.
Did you find it, Christian?
Yeah, matter of fact,
on Morning Mayhem today.
So, there's a great song called Marie. What's the name of that song? Marie Laveau?
It's Marie Laveau. Now, you know, here's the other part about that, guys, is that I had Eric and a few guys that come to Boudreaux's. They're part of Quizzical, I believe is what it is, over at the Boudreaux's, and we do trivia. They hate the Bobby Bear version.
They do?
Because they said the more
Doctor
fun
Hook?
One is the Dr. Hook one. And all. And
I never heard the Dr. Hook.
To me, with all due respect and apologies to my wonderful, beautiful English teacher, Mrs. Jackson, it's more worser.
You're saying sorry, Miss Jackson.
I cannot stand. I don't like that.
I will pull that version and put it in the system because I've never heard it.
Just to let you hear it. You say it's on the Monday morning one?
No, it's on today.
Okay. I got it right here. Here we go. Where is it? Right there. Here it is, the song. Got a Friend in Me. There it is. In 3, song. Sing it if you know it, Pistol.
Love this song.
This is after the Kentucky Derby, right? Yeah.
Way out at Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lives a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot colt named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just grinned, yeah, right, another favorite done gone. This wrote itself, actually. Golden Temple long near last in the field, while bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed. But Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below, past every horse in that run for the rose, singing, yee-haw!
Another favorite done gone.
Yeah. Come on, sing it, Pat.
She lives down back where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 and still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history.
Woo!
Now, Sherry DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Tempo horses got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're crying, oh, shoot! Another favorite done gone.
Ow. Gold, job, right there. Give a scale of 1 to 10, Pat, right now. Go.
Oh, that's an 11. That's
thank
an
you,
11.
Buddy. Thank
you,
Bob.
Me. That's historic. That's historic. It's a historical song.
Thank
you understand
Bobby.
That 50 years from now, I'm talking 2076, when they bring up the fact that she's the first female, they're going to play that song. That's historical. I'm surprised that's done in the Smithsonian.
That's pretty.
Got to be in the Smithsonian.
Thanks, Pistol.
I mean, come on.
Pat,
and you know, they bought that horse for, I know it still seems high, but it was somewhere between like $500,000 and $700,000. And now, can you imagine?
Wow. Yeah.
And that's why they were very careful about not running that horse in the Preakness, and you know, they wanted to maintain its value.
Yeah.
And whatever. And I'm with you. Like, I think they should.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you're going to do an extra week or two in between the Derby and the Preakness, just so the horse, you know, if you're worried about your horse's health, do a couple extra. Like, you got to have that. You got to sign up for three, you know, if you qualify, but you got to sign up for three races. I don't know.
But
fans would want that for sure.
Every fan of horse racing, you know, the side, what do you call it? Not fair weather, but. Just anybody that doesn't know anything about horses. The Triple Crown, that's something everybody would get behind, you know, rooting for
everybody.
You or whatever. But now when they do that, it's got, I'm being completely selfish. I'd rather run in all three.
The thing is,
go ahead.
You know, Scott, when you let's say you buy a horse for a couple hundred thousand, and somehow, some way, they end up winning the Derby.
Yeah.
And now that horse is, you put him out to stud, and his kids are worth millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So you kind of like, you know, sometimes you can't blame the owners for protecting.
No, I'm not blaming them at all. They know more about it than I do. It's like Cam Kozel. He said, I'm out. I don't need to come back. I've done everything except win World Series.
I'm out.
I can't help myself anymore.
Pat, the other thing, obviously, over the weekend, the Trojans of Little Rock fell to the Troy Trojans of Alabama. But looks like they're going to be, if today you got Alabama finishing up their game with St. John, they lead it 7-2, and then the other one is Oklahoma leads Kansas 8-1.
How wild is college baseball?
It's been Georgia, Mississippi State, that series alone. They won 13-12, I think, the other day, and then 11-9 yesterday. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, where else can the Troy Trojans and Little Rock Trojans play deep into the tournament?
I know, love it.
You know, I mean, Coastal Carolina won the
new March Madness
national championship a few years back.
Some people say it's the new March Madness, that March Madness has got too much chalk lately. And that, you know, had West Virginia, Cal Poly, you know, West Virginia's going for the first time. You know, Kansas. But I think we'll end up having, I think, five or six of the eight. There's Ole Miss, there's Georgia, there's, if Oklahoma wins today, Alabama, I think five of the eight are, if I'm not leaving somebody out. By the way, did you see what happened with North Carolina, USC? So, even though North Carolina won yesterday 4-0, the second game, you know, after I think South Carolina won the first game, maybe it was USC. But anyway, the game is tied up 9-9. They get a pop-up that goes over behind third base, just like the Razorbacks one went over behind first base. And the guy goes over in the right, and the left fielder's coming up behind him, and he tries to catch it, and he drops it. Next hit, game over with. It just, he's like, oh. I knew exactly. Clem sent that to us. It's a killer. And
you know what else I learned over the weekend?
What's that?
Women's professional golf
have
five majors. They have five majors.
Well, did you?
And none of them.
None of them what?
They don't have the British Open. They don't have like a British Open. It's the U.S. Open, and it's named. That's the most prestigious. I wasn't really aware of that. I just kind of assumed that, you know, the men's majors
were similar. I don't know. I couldn't. I could not. I will tell you this. Yesterday's U.S. Women's Open. The top eight, two former Razorbacks. Gabby Lopez was second by one stroke.
Oh, wow.
And then Maria Jose
did
Marin.
Did she go to Arkansas? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Gabby Lopez did. And then Maria Jose Marin. Also, she was the amateur. She finished eighth overall as an amateur. So I tell you what, the Razorback golf
Very
program,
cool.
Women really really doing well on the next level.
But listen, you got to credit that, though, Baz, to isn't John Tyson is the one who funded the Blessings, right?
And I believe both teams do play there. Men's and women's play at the Blessings. That's their home course.
But there's facilities.
There's
facilities are incredible.
I know.
And I was listening to an interview with the women's golf coach for Arkansas.
Right.
And she was talking about how she flew to Columbia.
I know. They recruit out of the country.
One of the girls.
I know. She's been doing the best at it. Yeah, they're all good. They're all good, man. That's
well,
the deal.
I mean, that's how you get those talented players. Like, okay, this coach is flying.
Yeah.
You know, international to recruit me and for golf.
I know.
I mean, it's just so anyway, I think our women's golf program is top-notch. I mean, it's just top-notch.
Do you want to thank Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat, along with Bath Fitter, who are our friends. We just talked to them. They did a great job over at the bathtub races in Hot Springs, and Cabot Outdoors always does a great job. We had a show there not long ago. Appreciate them. I was going to ask about
Coach Cat was out there at Oaklawn.
He had all of his kids' camps. Did a good job with that. And did you see about Stacey King, 59 years old, played for the Bulls?
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yeah, well, he was obviously, I mean, his run in Oklahoma was legendary. And that's, when he was at Oklahoma, that's sort of when I was becoming old enough to follow college basketball. So for me, he's one of the, because he was in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And, that coincided with ESPN putting college basketball on television. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a really special time. You can look it up in really NBA basketball and college basketball. It was the late 80s because ESPN needed content and they played a lot of it. So college basketball was put on the map and he was sort of one of the biggest stars, even though it was like Oklahoma, not traditional, what you call basketball school, but. So he was one of the first guys I can remember watching.
Yeah, I remember the name, and I guess I didn't realize he'd won three championships with the Bulls that first run of championships. And then he'd apparently been a fan favorite and a broadcaster. I've got to Google him, but I remember the name. 59, man, when Roger and I see that, when we see a 5 in front of your number and you're dead, that's like, wow. that's sort of scary. If you will.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are 10 feet tall, made out of steel. I mean, you guys are titanium. And you guys are untouchable.
Now, listen, I was looking at the world soccer matches. I think the closest one to you was where? Foxborough? Is that the closest one to you? They're all
over
the country.
Yeah, they're doing it in Foxborough.
Yeah.
It's a huge controversy because the cost of security is being debated. Who's going to pay for it? Is the local Foxborough community going to pay for it?
Wait a minute. They don't have that figured out yet by now? It's this week? Wow, that's crazy.
And I think it's all like back payment. Like, there's going to be security, but, you know, like when the bills come, you know, at the end of the year, how much is the local community going to get to supply that? And it's you know how it is. You know how everything is. It's a lot of red tape, but it's going to be interesting. I'm not going to go anywhere near that.
Right.
Just
sure.
To be clear.
Sure.
Nowhere near it. I don't even know. Do we have a good team? Do we just have a friendly against Germany? Did we win that?
I think we're terrible, right, Christian?
I wouldn't say terrible. We're definitely not good.
Did we beat Germany in that friendly?
What's another word for
it? I don't think so. I think we may have tied.
We're average.
We're average.
0-0.
No, we definitely scored. I think maybe we won.
0-0. Isn't that what they say?
Nil.
Listen, after watching that, to me, I always put soccer and hockey together. After what's this hockey?
There's a lot more action in hockey.
Hockey,
I think.
Man, the scoring in this.
What a
in
game
this,
the
this,
other
oh
night.
Oh, my goodness. Pat, dude scores like three times in like a minute and a half or something. It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was 39 seconds, three goals. And the thing that really blows my mind about what's going on in hockey is Carolina, Las Vegas. They're in the finals, in the Stanley Cup finals. It's like, who would ever think that a team from North Carolina and a team from Las Vegas, two places are 150 degrees right now, Tampa had a great run in hockey. It's like the, you know, the original eight hockey teams, they used to call them, you know, like the original eight, which was the Bruins, the Rangers, the Canadians, you know, cool. They're nowhere to be found.
Yeah,
it's
know.
Like, how do these teams become so successful in warm climate? Not that it matters, warm climate, cold climate, but you would think the demographics of the cities, it would line up a little closer.
Right.
But
right.
It's another
well,
sort of, I'm curious to take a deep dive into that. I'll let you guys know next week.
Today is the last thing before I let you go. Today is National Best Friend Day. I would think Roger, us being around Pat, Gino Covino would be.
Gino Covino, who's
Gino?
Who's the ball player?
Guy Whitney.
Guy Whitney. Gotta be.
Do you have a best friend, or do you have some multiple best friends?
Yeah, it's gotta be multiple. You know how it is with guys like Gino Covino. We went first grade together.
Yes.
We were in the first grade. Second grade, third grade, all the way up. I mean, all of the bad things I've learned from him, right? I mean, he's taught me things you guys don't even want to know what he's taught. So, Gino is a wild man. Great wild man, though. But I think guys can have multiple best friends, or I think, do you think women...
I don't know. I don't know who does a better job, Roger, of women. I mean, of best friends. Women best friends or guy best friends?
I think women and guy friends are completely different.
100%.
Women, their best friends are completely different than guys' best friends.
Like, yeah, guys. Like we said earlier, we can go months without talking to each other, and we're cool.
I think women can too. It's just when guys get together, we're not bagging on women. When women get together, they may be talking about us.
Dare I say, Scat Daddy, that I just feel like I'm never really like trying to measure myself up against my best friends like you guys. I just enjoy being around you guys and laughing.
That's true.
Do you think women tend to measure themselves up?
You mean talk about the other one's shoes with the other one?
More of a competition.
Right.
More of a competition. Where we, I don't know. Ask a young lady.
It's a great question, though. I mean, I think women, they can get together and, you know, women get together and go have.
Guys don't want to talk about the tough stuff. We're very superficial.
No, we keep it inside and we ball it up for years.
We want to talk about the game.
Talk about the game. We want to play flinch.
My girlfriend or my wife who's nagging me or something. Don't want to talk about that.
What?
Yeah. We want to play waste basket,
basketball.
Flinch.
Crumple up paper and play waste basketball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Pat, thank your fine sponsors, please, before we get out of here. Bath Fitter and
Capital. Bath Fitter and Capital Outdoors. We appreciate them. They did a fantastic job. And, I'm not saying everybody has probably multiple best friends, right? Men and women.
We know you know the Aflacs. You know Aflac and Matt Damon and them. Y'all are all buddies up that way.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Did the Knicks win it and go up 3-0 tonight?
I just think it's, they're a better team, and they've already shown that they can come back from a deficit. So I think even if Sanatorium comes out and plays out of their heads, it's not going to rattle the Knicks. It's just there's going to be too much energy and electricity. And again, they're just a better team overall.
All right. Happy to be later, man.
Love you.
Be back.
Say hello to your mother for me.
All right, this brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
The Little Rock Trojans baseball season came to an end over the weekend as they fell to the Troy Trojans in the Super Regional. It was their best season in program history as it was their first time reaching a Super Regional. Teams to punch their ticket to the College World Series so far include Troy, West Virginia, Ole Miss, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas. Alabama and Oklahoma are both on the verge of advancing. Their games got suspended up 7-2 and 8-1 respectfully. Alabama and St. John's will resume at 11 a.m. while Oklahoma and Kansas will resume at noon. This weekend in the Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights took a 2-1 lead, winning 5-4 in double overtime on Saturday night over the Carolina Hurricanes. Game 4 will be tomorrow night, and Game 3 of the NBA Finals will be tonight. The Knicks are returning to New York with a 2-0 lead over the Spurs. Tip is set for 7:30. TV coverage will be on The Buzz. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for today, but most of today will be dry with temperatures warming up into the lower 90s. Those feels like temperatures could reach 100 degrees. It's going to get a little bit hotter as you move towards the middle of the week. Those feels like temperatures could reach 105 later this week. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Who's ready for the World Cup? I can tell you two people who are. That's Justin and Phil. To help kick it all off, they'll be at Dugan's Pub this Friday, where The Zone will be broadcasting live just before the first game. Then stick around after for the 3rd Street Merchants Association block party starting at 6. It's all happening this Friday, and it all starts in The Zone live from Dugan's Pub.
1 in 4 men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Something big is coming. Clayton Homes of Mayflower is officially opening their doors, and they want to celebrate with you. On Saturday, June 13th from 9 to 5, stop by for the grand opening event. Tour beautiful homes, enjoy the festivities, and receive a $500 gift card if you purchase a new home during the event. And the buzz will be there from noon to 2. Mark your calendar and head to 15 Interstate Drive to say hello and maybe find your dream home. $500 gift card offer only available at participating Clayton Homes family of brands retailers. Restrictions apply. Not available with USDA FHA VA financing. See your local retailer for full terms and conditions.
Justin's Home Center presents Bubba Carpenter when he gets in the zone with Justin and DJ each week. Outdoor supplies, mowers, appliances, and much more can all be found at Justin's Home Center. Justin's Home Center in Benton, your one-stop shop. If they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
This is Justin Acri. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Coming up Thursday, wide open show just for you. We'll talk to Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen. Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. Kevin Hoopscoop McPherson from Hogville.net. That gives us plenty of time to answer your calls throughout the show. Join us from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
If the wife and I are the fussing, brother, that's all right, because me and that woman bought a license to fight.
Why don't you mind your own business?
mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Oh, the man at the apartment is a nosy thing. He comes to my door and it's a ring, ring, ring. So mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind my own
business.
Girl, how about?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Hey, today we'll visit with Justin Akery and Phil here shortly. Phil Elson, they're at Chenal. I believe it's Chenal Country Club. It's where the
it is.
The Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tournament is being held. We normally would be out there, but the problem is the reason we're not out there, there's nobody there. They don't start playing until 1 o'clock, which I'll be a part of. Maybe even 1:30. They have lunch out there. So what ends up happening is we sit out there for 4 hours and there's nobody there. We sit in an empty room. So anyway, but I think this will be, I guess, for Terry Condor Johnson's last.
Terry Condor Johnson.
Yeah, will be his last, her last Terry. Rather. Yeah, her last. Full-time deal for the Sports Hall of Fame, I presume. So they have Stephen Riffle is the new director over there, so I'm sure Justin will have some Hall of Famers on today and doing all those things. But anyway, so I'll be at their play. I don't know how I'm going to play today. So Chris Walker is. I just realized he messaged me on Thursday and said, are you playing with somebody? And I did not respond. I didn't see the message till later, and then the weekend got caught up with me, or got overwhelmed. I don't know if I can swing. My thighs and quads are so sore.
Oh, you will, but you'll even be more sore tomorrow. We may have to do the show from your house.
Just going to say again, great time over in Hot Springs. Congratulations to all those folks who put that on and all the people who participated. Really great community event. Great to have a Bath Fitter involved helping out. We were trying to follow the UALR story, the Little Rock Trojan story, and we'll get Chris Curry on at some point this week. I'm sure he's exhausted, but what a fun run that was. Congratulations to them, even though the weekend didn't work out the way they wanted it to. So we did that for 2 days with the Bath Fitter crew, and then we went to the concert Saturday night with Justin Moore at the Magic Springs and did a great job. And Tyler Kinch opened up, and then his daughter, Klein, opened for Tyler, and she did a great job along with their whole band, Static Bloom, which is a production of Zach Dunlap and his group, Jetway Productions. So well, and then
I wish I could have been out there to watch Justin, but it was
it was a long day. We'd gotten out there, remember, at 7:30 that morning.
It was a long day
morning.
For you too. Yeah. You were out there, but it was just he come on. Listen, it's Magic Springs. You want me to? I would thought that the thing was going to be. I thought he was going to start at 7.
What time does the show start?
Eight thirty, something like that.
Oh, I thought you said it was Then you went over to.
No,
Posh.
Then we went over to Posh.
You sent videos at like 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we went over to Pop's Lounge and Cliff and Susan put on a show. They're the other half of the residency that is done at Pop's. They get you on the dance floor. And they're so good. Of course, Bill and Doris Lawrence were there, and Joey Gonzalez, his wife Bethany, and Don Grisham and his girl Ashley. It was, of course, Cal had just been there. Cal had spent the weekend there.
Well, he was just there.
Yeah, yeah. It was a heck of a weekend.
You remember George Earls over at Rebsamen?
Yeah, you bet.
Love George. He's listening right now. Roger, you made my day. Love that song. Playing golf in Arizona is where he is this morning.
Oh, wow.
And he still listens to the show. He just wanted to tell.
Thanks, George.
That was the best one he's ever done. He wanted me to make sure I told you hi. I know who you are, George. You don't got to tell me who you are. I miss you. And I hope you're enjoying retirement, buddy. You've earned it.
If you want to say exactly right, good guy. If you want to see the pictures of all of us, I think it's on the Buzz page of what we did this weekend now with the Bath Fitter crew. It is quite a visual day with all the things happening. Beautiful down Central Avenue, just really cool deal. The whole thing was just an outstanding time to be a part of that. Also, too, so we've got coming up Roger and Christian. Wednesday and Thursday, we have our best man cave shows.
Well, talk to me.
And one of them is Mark Carter, who actually writes for Amp Magazine. We didn't know it at the time when we were judging. It was blind judging.
We didn't know.
Blind judging. And so we'll be over his place, and I think it's over there in West Little Rock. We got to go test those things out and make sure we have a good good connection. Then we have Sandy Hutspeth that's in Houston. not in Houston, Texas, Houston, Arkansas, which is about an hour north
that'll
of
give
us.
Me, that'll give me time to, you know, wake up.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's, you know.
And we're going to be at their house.
We're going to be, yeah, if we're walking in their house, that's what's sort of crazy about
it. At 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
With equipment that we don't know, we hope will work.
Trouble. Yeah, thank Kaufman by Design,
of course,
Wes, for sponsoring that. And also, too, Tori's going to be catering breakfast at both places.
Nice.
And then Joe Klein's giving away a $100 gift certificate to both.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Thank so anyway, so that we've got that coming up. And then, you know, all the things that we're trying to line up. We got to get the best listener contest done, ready for that in the next week or so, too. Get our NASCAR race. I think we're going to try to go down to the Star in Dallas. I guess it's Frisco. Do a show there. We'll do a little Cliff Harris stuff down there. So busy summer to come, Raj, but it's all good. We're hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed, brother.
Hashtag
more than
blessed.
We deserve. Absolutely.
We were mentioning, too, some birthdays today, and I didn't get to all of them, but Roger, did we get one wrong on the Bonnie? Did we get a Bonnie wrong?
I put the wrong Bonnie on.
So we killed all. Dead or alive, that's one of the things we'll do is Bonnie Raitt, Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie Raitt still alive? Is Bonnie Tyler still alive?
I think Bonnie Franklin still is.
They may both still be with
Bonnie
us.
Tyler's still be. Alive. What about Keenan Ivory Wayans?
Yeah,
he's still with us.
He's got a birthday today.
Happy
what
birthday.
About Juliana Margulies?
She's alive. Definitely still with us.
How do you say her last name?
Margulies?
You're throwing all these names out.
Margulies. She's Good Wife. Is that what she's known
for?
Yeah.
She was on Sopranos for a little bit too, I think.
What about Kanye West? What do we think about it? It's his birthday today.
I'm a big fan of Kanye personally. His music, not him as a person. But.
Yeah, I say he's sort of a misguided. Jerk, right?
Well, could be.
He's got some mental health issues.
Who don't?
Yeah, he's he can't keep his mouth shut running talking bad about people. I think if he just, you know, maybe quit running his mouth, because he's supposed to be. I mean,
he's a rapper,
respected from a music standpoint. What about Maria Menounos?
I think a lot of his anti-Semites. I think he's got a new album out called Heil Hitler.
Yeah, so that doesn't go very far.
He removed that at least.
Yeah, good.
Thankfully,
too late. Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
What about Maria? Menounos?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she was really big for a while, and then
I see her at like gas station TV.
Yes, that's where I see her now. It's like, what happened?
Gas station TV.
Yeah, she's like doing like ads
when I pump the gas
pump.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. Here's what's happening. Yeah.
Who? What's her name? Who's she from? What's
Maria Menounos?
Where's she from? What does she do?
She's a TV personality. She should do. She was
on one of them shows like Extra
today.
Or something like that.
Yes. She was just sort of a personality, and we mentioned only some great music birthdays: Bonnie Tyler, Boz Scaggs, Chuck Negron, Nancy Sinatra, and then Jerry Stiller. So the only thing, only clip I've seen, because I haven't watched Seinfeld, is the clip where if you've seen it on social media, they're trying to get through this scene. And nobody can get through it because he goes, You want a piece of me? I'm telling you. And they cannot do the scene. I mean, who was all in it with him? It was, what's her face? She's,
Julia Louis was in
Julia Dreyfus in it.
And George is sitting down with his girlfriend there, the reason why, which is Elaine's employee.
He's a father of Ben Stiller. And, of course, in life.
He died in 2020. Father of George in the show.
Yeah. But it is so good.
Listen, we grew up with Stiller and Mira, he and his wife.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything, you know, and they were a comedy team. I watch Seinfeld's on in my head every single day. And I have sworn off, I told David.
In your head movies?
I've sworn off the news. I'm sick of the
news.
Good.
All it does is get you just all it does,
because that's what they're doing.
Yeah. They want reaction. Everybody wants reaction.
I'm tired of the news because all they do is just tell us what's going on, and I'm disgusted by what's going on in this great country of ours.
Not enough positive.
There's not enough.
There's positive.
There's not enough.
There's negative too, but there's a lot of positive.
Positive doesn't get the clicks.
Positive doesn't get you.
Or views.
Get your
exactly
response.
Right. That's why we do Salute, Baz. That's why we
champion
do the Salute.
Champion by the way,
salute.
If you've got kids that have accomplished something great, I was talking to Jason Shamlin the other day, and he was telling me about his daughter who's a cheerleader, and he was going, yeah, they just got back where they were fourth in the nation.
What?
Like, what? Give us their name. Give us the team name. We'll give them a shout-out. Yep. Give the kid a shout-out. Give the coach a shout-out. But it's tough for news organizations like the Democrat Gazette and Channel 7 and 11 and 4 and 16 to follow all that. So we just will give a little shout out in the 705 every day, a little champion salute. So
no, we need more good news, bro.
Especially the non-high school sports. You know, high school sports get a lot of attention, but you know, the club sports, you know, maybe the sports that, you know, that may not just show up on the radar that much, but that's what we're going to start doing throughout the week. Oh, it's at 7 o'clock. So
right,
we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. It's going to be a hot one this week. High's going to be 94-95. I think on Thursday, it's going to be in the 90s all this week. So if you don't like the heat, get ready. I don't mind it, Roger. I don't like the heat, but I can deal with it better than I can cold. I can deal with 100 a lot better than I can deal with 20.
Yeah, I tell you, it's tough you know, to do your lawn this time of year.
Is it a fight?
I've felt like a little punk in the last week.
You have been. No, so you're not a punk.
Whoa.
I felt punk.
I've got a picture of Roger now that sort of.
I see a couple from that Dwayne put out there. Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, well, you look angry at the world.
This
is him the other day during the show, Christian. See? That's what I looked in for energy, and I get nothing back. I get nothing. I get a black hole. He's like, my poor guy, my poor bup is. Is he's gone somewhere?
I was thinking good thoughts about people. I was not feeling good.
Christian,
so
just that's not during the show. RJ is talking.
Well, RJ, he's not talking to me. He's talking. He was not.
He's on that. He was minded somewhere.
I tried to stay engaged. I was trying to run a button. New system. It's a new system. I just hadn't felt good.
I know. We need a shot of something.
I need low T.
You got low T hog
boss? I got low T hog boss. I'm telling you. I take pills and coffee.
I saw it the first day you got back.
We have on Dr. Gary Petras, who has transplanted my hair. He's also given me some medication that has cut down on my testosterone. I'm stopping to do it because my hair is growing, but so is my chin. He says, what
whoa,
it is.
Whoa.
My breasts.
All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. Come on, right, 9:47. Can I say?
It's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Uneven tire wear, poor handling, or suspension issues costing you money? Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock has you covered with heavy-duty alignments and tough, dependable U-bolts built for hard-working trucks and equipment. Proper alignment improves tire life, fuel economy, and performance, and their quality suspension components keep your fleet safe and road-ready. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers keeps your business moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
It's Justin Acri for Kaufman by Design West. I'm here with Ruben, and there's big news out at Kaufman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years. When it comes to rider comfortability, they've introduced the MyRide suspension where it really is like riding on cloud. Superior cut quality, even cuts. This is a mower that can stick with you for a very long time.
If you want to make your outdoor space look great, Kaufman by Design West has got you covered, now including Toro mowers. Check them out at 14900 Cantrell Road or online at kaufmanlumber.com.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
No. I meant to tell y'all Saturday night that you and Dwayne could stop by my house and spend the night on your way through. I'd by myself.
Someone says here, thank you for that thought. Cattleman said, have you lost your strength and honor, Roger? Then you got low T, Hog Boss.
Strength and honor.
We have not lost strength and honor.
No, I've just felt puny the last week.
Peyton and Cersei says, the show sure does stank today, Rog.
Thanks, baby boy. That's for you.
I'm surprised that Roger hasn't had to dump the audio more since he got back. I'm just waiting for him to slip while he doesn't feel good.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I don't know. I don't cuss. I don't watch your news anymore.
Someone said Chuck Negron did pass in February. I didn't even see when he passed.
Yeah.
Did I act like he was alive?
Well, you weren't respected.
Who was less respected, P. Diddy or Kanye?
Well, you asking me? P. Diddy was actually doing nefarious deeds. Kanye was just saying bad things. So it depends what you.
Yeah,
what you
but do. Both are not good, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was P. Diddy the nefarious things? I mean, watching his, close circuit camera. That may be one of the. Did he do trafficking?
Allegedly.
That's pretty bad.
Someone says here, hey, gentlemen, I got some coworkers that work at the airport. They said Little Rock's going to get hammered with heavy rain and thunderstorms between 11:30 and 3 today. It's going to come up quick and surprise a lot of folk. Fayetteville's getting crushed right now, and it's about to hit Russell.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Grass cutting.
I know we're playing golf at the Chenal Country Club.
Well, that may be good for you, because I tell you, you're going to go up there, and your arm's going to come out, so you're going to be like Gumby.
My. Yeah, so I guess I didn't see that last night.
Wow, I didn't either. I was looking at it. Yeah, it's a big old storm, big old yellow and orange coming this way, big old orange coming. But I don't know. Man.
Roger says you are not committing to either side of the Pat and Christian's comments.
Yeah,
on
I don't understand.
Are you afraid that Samantha's listening?
My wife's always listening, And mostly, I'll say something, then she'll get on to me. Listen, 62 years old, and I still get scolded. And I revert right back to being a little kid that got upset. I go, oh, my God, I just embarrassed my wife. I'm sorry, honey. Please forgive me. Give me a kiss. She told me last night, how could someone so sweet as you be so mean sometimes? I said, what? She said, because she saw a note. She saw some notes that I left. She goes, I didn't even see that one. I love that note so much. How can someone so sweet as you be so mean?
Just
thank you, honey.
Just
that's a compliment.
Us.
Does he really?
What's up, Justin? Good morning.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
You playing some, or at the golf course today, huh?
We are at Chenal Country Club, yes.
Yeah, I was telling the guys that we would be out there, but there's just no one there from 6 to 10. It's empty.
That's true. We'll be there. Yeah, that's true. They're still setting up, so that would be pointless.
Yeah, that's cool, though. You guys are out there supporting the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so we're going to get Stephen Riffle on in a little bit, the executive director here, and recap the weekend. And Coach Curry is going to come on with us at 11:30 today to tell us about the end of their season. So disappointing, obviously, performance at Troy, but Troy is red hot right now, as everybody knows. So we'll see.
Still amazing, Justin.
So that's it.
The stat that I heard, they're the first team in College World Series history to go to a College World Series having lost 30 games. It's pretty remarkable. Just shows, so yeah, you get hot. And I think one of the stats from the series for the Trojans, both Trojans, 50 strikeouts to 2 walks, their pitching staff for the Troy Trojans. Yeah. And that's pretty darn impressive. You know, you get those kind of numbers. And so, you know.
Yeah. Well, it would have been nice if they could have won one, at least.
Yeah,
but
yeah. What a jolt.
That says about Troy.
What a jolt for that program, though. For both programs. You know.
Show.
I was going to tell you, I think what it says about Troy is that this is a team that's scheduled really smartly and got a little bit lucky. If you get a schedule like that and get in with that many losses, then the teams you lose to and beat in non-conference better have done well, and that's out of your control.
Yeah, and they played Georgia twice, Alabama. They played like eight SEC teams. If memory serves me right, it was impressive what they. And so did the Trojans. Little Rock Trojans did too. They played Arkansas and Ole Miss. So. Well, anyway, Phil, I know you're ready to exhale and sort of get your feet on the ground, and that traveling, so that's going to be nice. Although I know you wish you had one more weekend, going to Omaha.
I do, but there's nothing quite like exhaling, like an exciting brand new job, too.
You
got to get your heart pumping.
You bet.
A new partner to work with and everything. So
you
betcha. Not taking it easy just yet.
Well, I'll be out there, boys. I don't know how in the world I'm going to swing a club. I'm so sore I cannot even walk. But I'm going to try to participate and support the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. So, Roger, good job today on this Monday.
You,
we got the NBA championship tonight. Christian, I know you'll be all over that. Glad you're listening today. We appreciate you. Can't do it without you. Don't go away, though. Zone's up next. Hashtag blessed.
One in four men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Blockbusters are all about sequels, and with the skyrocketing price,